obviously, we're extremely worried about the situation recently in Uganda. You know, I mean, the two main problems are consistently abuses by the security service, particularly, you know, using excessive force in the face of demonstrations and sometimes lethal force, and the issues surrounding freedom of expression, you know, threats to radio stations, threats to the use of the internet, a lot of fear within the radio stations and television stations that they need to be careful about what they say because they can have repercussions as a result of being too critical of government. So these are two main concerns that we've had for a long time, and the situation remains quite troubling.
Now, this is not the first time, as you mentioned, that Human Rights Watch has complained about these issues. Back in 2009, I believe you brought it up as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. In 2009, there were demonstrations protesting government action trying to control the freedom of movement of the traditional royal leader of the Baganda people. It's the largest ethnic group in Uganda, and people are quite loyal to him, even though he doesn't have an official political role. And the government tried to stop him from visiting a certain part of the country, and there were very large demonstrations as a result. And in less than 48 hours, over 40 people were killed by both police and military, who were deployed very, very quickly to respond to the demonstrations. And we did a lot of investigations in that time and documented many of those killings. And we have called on the government numerous times to carry out investigations and to hold police and military who used unnecessary lethal force in that time accountable. And we have never seen follow-up action, despite some commitments, you know, here and there, that there would be investigations. We haven't seen that. In the same 48-hour period, the regulatory body of the government shut down four radio stations that were speaking Luganda, the language of many of the people who were protesting. Those radios were pulled off the air with no judicial procedure, no evidence of any wrongdoing. And so I think now in the current situation, you start to see self-censorship on the radios, partially because people remember that one of those radio stations from 2009 was actually off air for over a year. So it's obviously in the radio station's best interest to be careful about how they report criticism of the government and how they report abuses by the government forces so that they don't end up losing their jobs and losing revenue from their businesses.
Now, the current demonstrations come at a time in Africa where we're seeing many uprisings and protests, whether it be in North Africa or in Ivory Coast, here in Uganda. Does that make a difference, considering so many people are paying attention to the continent now?
You know, groups like mine always want more people to pay attention to the continent, so in some ways that can be a good thing. I think the situation in Uganda, you know, it's not to the level perhaps of what we saw happen in Egypt or Tunisia yet. We haven't seen, you know, thousands and thousands of people demonstrating. I think there's still a significant amount of fear in this country about rising up and really taking a stand against the government. At the same time, I think the government has been very nervous since the events in Tunisia and been very concerned that the opposition would try to take advantage of the current climate. So I think part of the use of force that we've seen over the last couple of weeks is most likely a response to the government's really intense paranoia that the opposition would try to somehow, you know, overthrow government. It's unclear to me, to be very honest, that the opposition really has eyes on that. I think what they seek to do, which is, you know, the role of opposition in many countries, is to expose government problems and criticisms of government and try to create more space, more political space, which I think has definitely decreased over the last couple of years in Uganda.